This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We are back. I don't know about better than ever, but nice time off. Good to see the guys again. We stay in touch for the most part during vacation, texting, a lot of food pictures, kind of random, but always good to come back and see everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Hopefully we'll find out in about 20 minutes where Tom Brady has been. There was the rumor that he was going to be on The Masked Singer. I don't think it's true. I'm hoping it is, but then I'm hoping it's not. Because this is what Tom Brady post-NFL career is going to be like. They're not paying $375 million to Tom Brady for him just to do football games. They're going to ask him to be on a lot of different shows. Boy, but if the first one is The Masked Singer and he comes out and he's got a goat costume on, oh, Tom. But we'll find out, hopefully, coming up in a little bit here. Your phone call is always welcome any day, but on Monday, best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. And it's this easy. I go around the room and I say to Todd, best and worst of the weekend.
And I say, my best of the weekend.
No, I'm saying that's what I would do.
Oh, you tricked me. I thought it was later in the hour, but yeah, I thought all of a sudden you wanted it.
Yeah.
But and then I would begin to share my best and worst of the weekend.
Well, then what? You might as well.
Should I do it?
Give me your best. Is this sports or family related?
These are both sports related.
Okay.
And they're both baseball related, too.
All right. Here's Todd with his best and worst of the weekend.
Albert Pujols hits two more home runs during a 16-7 win over the Diamondbacks Saturday, getting to 692 for his career. He also hits a pinch-hit Grand Slam home run back on Thursday night versus the Rockies. Albert Pujols is on fire. Maybe he shouldn't retire just yet.
Now, he says that he's retiring even if he doesn't get to 700 home runs. He's eight away.
Oh, you can't do that.
I'm only telling you.
I know,
he's not coming back.
I'm not holding you responsible. He's got to get to 700, okay. Even if it's next year.
No, he said that if he's not coming back, this is it, last season.
And my worst.
Okay,
weekend.
Todd.
Also Saturday, after losing to the Blue Jays 5-2, the Yankees accomplished something they haven't done in 27 years, and that is lose six straight series during the regular season.
Mm.
27 years ago, the last time they accomplished that bad feat.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, the Yankees are in a free fall, but they're still up with a large margin in the American League East. You know, the Dodgers have 84 wins already, and look at all the players that they've lost. And here they are with 84. And then you start to look at the Padres. And you go, okay, they were going to swing with the big boy. I mean, we tend to look at San Diego as a smaller market. It's not. They got the money. They spent the money. It just hasn't worked out. And if I'm the Tatis family, I probably don't say anything anymore. Dad, son, you know, how about you just shut up? Heal. You know, we went through this with a motorcycle accident. I mean, you're a commodity. You can make $500 million in your career, maybe more. And you'd become a star in a sport where it's really difficult to become a star. You had a lot of public sentiment that they were rooting for you, the Padres. Maybe they can stand up to the Dodgers. And you're the face. You're one of those new faces here. There's like five of them. And then you get popped for PEDs. And then it's ringworm? Okay, here's what you need to do. If you're making that kind of money, no matter what you take, you go to the Padres and say, unless you don't want the Padres to know what you're taking, but you take whatever you're going to take and let the Padres see it. Let the medical staff see it, no matter what it is. Just say, hey, I'm curious about, hey, I'm not sure about this. Because then you have the team will be there with you on something. I mean, the team reportedly is livid, and they should be. They went out and made these trades. They spent this money. You brought in Soto. You know, Hader has not performed well. They're going to give him a kind of a leave of absence there to get his mind together, their reliever. But you wanted to be big time, but you're not. Because you got to have grown-ups and be a grown-up. And tell your dad, Dad, I'll take care of this. I made a mistake. 80 games you sit down. 80. If I knew there was a potential or a question mark, I'd go to some people and say, hey, I'm not sure if I should be taking this. I don't know if it helps you with ringworm. Why is it always, you know, where you'll hear Manny Ramirez say, you know, I'm taking a like something for being pregnant. It's called a masking agent. That's what happened. Remember when all the baseball players wore the tight-fitting uniforms? Like they were proud that they were all puffed up. And then all of a sudden, it might have been Manny Ramirez who looked like he was wearing pajamas when he got to the plate. He didn't want to show off his body because that's when people started to go, man, he looks like he put on 20 pounds of muscle. Well, he did. But, you know, you have this star, this potential for something that could be great in the postseason, and I understand why they would be livid. I would wonder, can you make somebody sign a contract that says, if you get suspended for this, we don't pay you? Probably can't with, you know, the power of the agents that you have. But that's what I would ask. I'm going to give you all this. You got to give me something. Give me security knowing that you're going to be a grown-up here. And Tatis has not been a grown-up. Time to start acting that way. And don't have your dad come to your defense. Just say, Dad, I got it. I made a mistake. I'm going to learn from this. We thought he was learning from the motorcycle accident. Apparently not. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Seton O'Connor, can you follow Fritzy with best and worst of the weekend?
Yeah, my worst of the weekend, definitely Fernando Tatis Jr. He's blowing it. Somebody needs to get a hold of him. My best of the weekend, though, Dan, I know you're excited about this.
Leeds.
Our Leeds squad.
Leeds United.
That's our lads. America's team.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I watched the documentary on Leeds, and all of a sudden people think, hey, your team won today. And I go, team.
Dan, this is America's team.
It is.
A huge win for Jesse Marsh. Huge win against Chelsea. Brendan Aaronson scored. Honorary American, Jack Harrison, who's not really American, but kind of is. He scored.
Yeah.
Tyler Adams looked great.
Yeah.
Huge moment.
Yeah.
Huge moment.
Yeah. All you have to do is watch a documentary and you can become a fan of the show. So I'm a fan of Leeds United and Sunderland.
Till you die.
Yeah, until you die. Yeah, Paul.
How are you kind of American? I just want to get the backstory. I know Jack Harrison, good soccer player.
Yeah, he moved here when he was like 14 or so and played a bunch of years, came up through like the, I want to say it was NYCFC team squad maybe. I think he played for them for a little bit, but he was American for a little while, just never got a citizenship.
Marv, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend, LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Chet Holmgren playing in Jamal Crawford's Pro-Am League in Seattle. Worst of the weekend, the game got called in the second quarter due to condensation on the court. Too many people, they had to close the doors.
Well, Chet Holmgren twisted his ankle.
Yeah, he tried to guard LeBron at the basket, and he hurt his ankle.
And by the way, if you don't think LeBron is still the face of the NBA, all you had to do is see the number of people waiting to get into that arena. I can't even call it an arena. Into that gym.
It's a small college gym.
Yes, to see LeBron James. What did you have, 10,000 people trying to get in for 2,000 seats? Something like that? Pretty impressive. But did you see where Bill Plaschke had a note? Let me see if I can find it. It had to do his thoughts on LeBron James signed his two-year extension, $97 million. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times goes, two more years of LeBron James, two more guaranteed years of embarrassing Lakers mediocrity. Wow. Wasn't that long ago where they won a title? Bill sometimes falls prey to hyperbole here. I don't know if this is similar to when Kobe, they signed him to that extension, and I said, it's basically come out and see Kobe Bryant play on a bad basketball team. Do you see where Pau Gasol's jersey's getting retired by the Lakers? And I thought, okay, I'm fine with it. I'm more comfortable with Pau Gasol getting his jersey retired by the Lakers than Paul O'Neal getting his jersey.
Wait a minute.
His jersey. Paul O'Neal with the Yankees getting his jersey retired. If you run down the players whose numbers are retired and the number of years they spent. Now, Paul is a Yankee announcer, so I'm maybe being a Yankee broadcaster, but he spent a good deal of his career in Cincinnati and then went to the Yankees. But I thought, man, they must be desperate to retire a jersey here. Yeah, Seton.
He's got five rings.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Well, then there's a lot of guys that are getting their jerseys retired.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Powell's got two.
Yeah. But two where he played a really large role in winning those championships. Paul O'Neal was part of a great team. So that means Posada gets his jersey retired, right?
I don't know what's taking so long.
Andy Pettit gets his jersey retired, right? Bernie Williams, does he have his jersey already retired?
He'd better.
Burn, baby, burn. Yeah, Paul.
I got my tickets for Chad Curtis Day if you guys want to go. It's going to be a blast.
Yes.
Okay, Paul O'Neal, he was really good with Cincinnati. At age 30, he joins the Yankees. Now, he was on the Yankees from 93 to 2001. That's a great time to be a Yankee. And he had four All-Star appearances. He's not going to the Hall of Fame, but he's a Yankee Hall of Famer. Pau Gasol joined the Lakers at age 27. He played there till age 33. Three All-Star appearances, couple titles. They're pretty similar. They had a very successful window with the team. Pau or Paul?
Bloop, bloop.
Poll question. Can you say someone doesn't deserve to have their number retired without insulting them?
I wouldn't. Yeah, that's the problem.
Too late. We just ran down a list of people who very clearly.
Well, all of those players get their jersey. Like if you're Posada, is Bernie Williams' jersey retired? Like you got to retire his, right?
All those little kids who want to wear 51 one day.
Yeah, Posada, got to have his jersey retired. Jeets has his retired. Is A-Rod getting his jersey retired?
His Bernie Williams' number 51 was retired by the Yankees in 2014.
See, they never have to worry about somebody wanting to wear 51. Pettit, is his jersey retired?
Yeah, 46 was retired in 2015. They didn't even wait.
What about Clemens? Clemens' jersey retired?
Nope.
Yeah, Todd.
Isn't that where a Ring of Honor can kind of come in, where you're kind of halfway, you're recognizing their greatness as a Yankee, but they're not going to say no one can ever wear his number ever again?
No, that's why they have the monuments. So if you're a monumental guy,
then you
get something real.
You got to leave some numbers for the rest of humanity that plays for the Yankees.
And the number of people who think Babe Ruth is buried out there is really interesting. Like that's his gravesite. And I go, no, that's not. That's just
he didn't even play in that stadium.
No, they had to dig him up. Come on, babe, let's go to the other place. I don't want to go another place. Where are the women?
Yes, my stogie.
The Yankees have 24 retired numbers.
Damn.
They're running low. Like Joe Torre, Mickey Mantle, of course, Roger Maris, Thurman Munson, Paul O'Neill, Don Mattingly, Mariano Rivera, that's a sure thing, Andy Pettit, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill. Paul O'Neill, man, that's a tough one with this list.
But if he wasn't a Yankee broadcaster, his number wouldn't be retired. It just wouldn't be. He was a great player. But I always viewed him as great for the Cincinnati Reds. And then he got to the Yankees. And also, when you think of Paul O'Neill, what do you think of? Bashing a water cooler.
I think of being miserable all the time.
He was never. Paul was never. So he won with the Reds and he won with the Yankees. And he was never. He was one of those. He was never happy. Yes, Todd.
That's why they retired that number. They don't want that negativity. Someone wears that number in the future. They're all sourpuss and beating up water coolers. You got to move on from that.
They
number.
Retired water coolers as well over the weekend.
They gave him one as a gift. As a little.
Oh, I know.
Cute thing.
Now that's crazy. They're so funny. Yeah, Paul.
Lakers retired numbers. Kobe Bryant, Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, Gail Goodrich, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Shaquille, James Worthy.
Jerry
West. Jamal Wilkes.
Silk Wilkes.
Okay, if LeBron James does not get another title for the Lakers.
No.
Dot, dot, dot.
No.
Does not get his jersey retired.
No. Mm. No. But he's going to be there for two more years. Well, I don't know what the... Is LeBron get his number retired in Cleveland and in Miami and then with the Lakers? Has anybody gotten their jersey retired in more than two places? Maybe, I don't know, maybe we should check with one place. Yes, Marv?
I think he gets it in all three, just the championship alone.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but with L.A., it's not like, hey, we won a championship. It's L.A. Yeah, we only won one.
But what were you guys before? This is almost like the Pau Gasol thing. Mm-hmm. Kobe doesn't have five if Pau doesn't get gifted.
I think Pau was a very underrated player.
I think Will Chamberlain also has his jersey retired in like three or five.
Philly?
19 places.
He would be Philadelphia and L.A. and San Francisco? Is that right, Paul?
Correct. Wilt Chamberlain is the only NBA player with three retired jerseys. Kareem's got Lakers, Bucks. Barkley has 76ers, Suns. That makes sense.
Yes, Todd.
Do you hang LeBron's Laker jersey inside of a bubble just to give it a little asterisk kind of feel?
Wow.
So they acknowledge them, but they're letting
him. Plasky just showed up.
Damn. Wow. Bloop, bloop.
I think that'd be kind of cute for them to do that.
How about we take a break? I need to find out where Tom Brady has been. Hope it's nothing serious. I hope that it's not the Masked Singer. I'm going to guess that it's more serious than that, but we'll check in with the Buccaneers when we come back on the award-nominated Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
And more phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. By the way, go to danpatrick.com. The whiff. We got candles now available in the shop if you ever wanted to have a candle that smells like backyard barbecue or cigar lounge or game day. We have it for you. Go to danpatrick.com. Update the poll results there, Seton, then we'll get to Rick Stroud, who covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times.
Well, sadly, Dan, the tides have turned. Nobody's buying the Masked Singer.
Okay. Yeah, part of me wanted it to be true, but then part of me was like, no. I can't see Tom with a goat costume on the Masked Singer. And then I wondered the sensitivity level here. And it kind of came out of nowhere where Todd Bowles goes, yeah, you know, we've known about this. But I'm curious how long ago they knew about this. Rick Stroud does a great job covering the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. When did the Buccaneers know about this, Rick?
They knew prior to training camp that he was going to take this time off. I mean, he told them that he would be in the first couple of weeks, would do the install, you know, get with some of the new players like Julio Jones and you know, Kyle Rudolph and those guys. And then he wasn't going to play against Miami. He wasn't going to play against Tennessee. So, you know, he missed 11 days, really about four practices that he would have participated in. So, you know, it was something that they knew about. They know the reason for it as well. And they were happy to grant him that time off.
How much do you know on this?
I know enough. But there are some things, Dan, and I mean this, that are very personal. And I can tell you, it was never health related. There's no issues with his children, his wife. I mean, it's not something that, or his mom and dad. So it's not of that vein. I think when you say personal reasons, it invites speculation. That's just the world we live in. But even somebody with the celebrity of Tom or Giselle deserve to have, you know, time to do what they need to do and with their family. So it is definitely family oriented. And I think that we'll eventually all find out one way or the other. And, you know, some things we're not privy to print just yet. And we'll see if Tom addressed it. I don't expect him to today. The Bucks are just leaving it up to him. You know, however you want to go forward with this, you just tell us.
But I wondered about that I don't know. I can understand the local media maybe protecting Brady and their relationship. But mm-hmm. Adam Schefter and some of the other insiders, I mean, 10 days is a long time. Has anybody seen Tom Brady over those 10 days in Tampa?
No. And it's interesting because I was talking to somebody that's close to Tom in that you know, sort of sphere. And he said, look, where could Tom Brady go? Because I thought we'd find him on a yacht, you know, in the Mediterranean. Some paparazzi was going to snap a picture somewhere. And he said, look, his neighbors would have to be birds and trees because somebody would definitely take pictures. So wherever it was a private place and they needed that space with the family. And like I said, I think we'll all find out in due time. It is interesting. You know, Tom has, as you know, you mentioned two of them, very close media partners. And if they want to continue to be that, you know, even if they're privy to some information, like I said, there's some that's just too personal to really just you know, blurt out there and report.
I wondered about this when I first heard when he retired and then he was coming back. And I don't know if in that moment, maybe he made plans with the family and maybe it was strategic that, hey, your body's going to say, let's go play football again, but you're retiring. Let's plan something with the family. That was what my thought was. And am I far off on that?
It's not a vacation. Let's put it that way. Was it necessary for him to be with his family? I think so. Did they have it planned before training camp? Yeah, they would have. But it wasn't as if like, hey, you know, I was out and we made this great family plans before school and we're going to stay committed to that. I do think that, you know, at 45, having played 22 years, he knows what he has to do in training camp to get ready. There's still 3 weeks before the start of the regular season, if you count the week leading up to the Dallas game. So this was all kind of built in, you know, I think. But there, like I said, I think we'll find out a reason here, whether Brady announces it or it just gets out that is personal. And he'll talk about it when he's ready to.
Yeah. Interesting.
Sorry, I can't be any less vague.
Yeah. No, you're doing a good job.
I'm not helping you here, but like, if I could print what I could print, you would be asking me about my story and not, you know, not just to speculate, but there is some there. Let's put it that way.
Well, they have bigger issues than what's Tom doing now. I look at the offensive line. I mean, I thought maybe Tom's going, damn, why did I come back? Like, my offensive line isn't good, banged up, don't have Gronk. How's the team otherwise, Rick?
Not good. I don't think it's as bad as we think it is. Like, the guys inside the building aren't panicking just yet. I mean, they do have Tom Brady. So, when Tristan Wirfs has, you know, an injury, but he's day-to-day, he's going to make it back by Dallas. Listen, losing Ryan Jensen was a big deal. And you're right. I watched Tom. He was crestfallen when, you know, the guy in front of him. And this is the thing. They changed not just the center, but the two guards. Those are the guys at Tom's feet. That's the closest, you know, that he's concerned about. He can see guys went off the edge and he'll be fine, throw the ball away. So there is going to be, you know, some adjustment there. But Robert Hainsey has stepped in. They like what he's done the last two games. I know Aaron Stinney got hurt. You feel bad for him. He was a guard that played during the Super Bowl in the playoffs. But frankly, I'm not sure he would have made this team. There's some guys that are stepping up that are playing better right now. But it looked really bad in Tennessee. They got a rookie playing guard. He's got to come a long way. So, yeah, I mean, I watched Brady and it was hot and his center went down. And I'm thinking the same thing, like, man, you know, maybe he should have stayed retired. But he's committed to playing and he got a lot of these guys to come to Tampa because of that.
We're talking to Rick Stroud. He covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. Yeah, I'm looking at Cowboys, Saints, Packers, ooh, Chiefs. Does anybody have a tougher start to the season than Tampa Bay does?
Not a chance. Not a chance, right? I think if you go, I mean, if you go 2-2 in those games, you feel probably pretty good. I mean, you know, depending on who you beat, you're in the NFC South. They haven't beaten the Saints yet in the regular season. They won the one that counted on the way to the Super Bowl. But yeah, that is a murderer's row. And you know, Dallas is going to be a tough out in the first game. We remember that first game a year ago. It was classic. They won on a field goal at the end. I don't know how they navigate that. I mean, when you're on the road twice and you're coming home to play the Green Bay Packers, and then you've got to follow that up with Kansas City, that is really tough. But if they get through that, not that it gets that much easier, but it does get a little easier. The South is going to come down to them in New Orleans. I mean, I don't think Carolina is quite ready to make that step yet with their quarterback situation. Certainly Atlanta is not. But those two teams are going to battle it out. And, you know, when has Tom Brady lost or not won at least 11 or 12 games a season? And that, I think they're counting on that. So, that's as bad of, I mean, that's as tough of four games, and some national TV games in there that are night games as well.
The Raiders story. Is that fair game today to bring up to Brady? He may not want to talk about his absence, but could somebody bring up the Raiders, where you have Dana White saying, look, I brokered the deal, John Gruden nixed it, and is that the guy that Brady is talking about? You're going to stay with that MF-er. Is it Derek Carr?
It's a fair question when and if we get him. And the joke going around is that John Gruden has won two Super Bowls for the Bucs, the one in 2002 and then the one that he gave them when he didn't take Tom Brady. So I'll tell you what, man, that was a mistake on my part. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, are we surprised that Tom Brady looked into every situation? And I mean, you know, even San Francisco, look, they had just won a Super Bowl. Now, Tom Brady is emotionally attached to it, right? Grew up in San Mateo, would love to have been part of that legacy with Steve Young and Joe Montana. They took Gino Carmazzi instead or whatever. But they had just come off a Super Bowl. They lost, but Jimmy Garoppolo had gotten a new deal, and 49ers had that discussion and said no. So there were teams that said no to Tom Brady. So my theory was that every team that said no to him had an MF-er. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't care who it was. Like, he was going after all of them, man, and he ended up with the confetti. So, but that is we've heard about the Raiders. We've heard him looking into Miami. I mean, nowadays it's Tampa Bay, Dan. I don't know if you know that. They've changed the name. It's now Tampa Bay because everybody wants to try to get Tom Brady.
Good to talk to you, Rick, as always. Thanks.
Great seeing you. Thanks.
That's Rick Stroud, covers the Buccaneers for the Tampa Bay Times. What was the expression that he had? Confetti, or you remember that, Todd?
Oh yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
Not confetti or congratulations.
No, because that'd be the same.
Yeah, it was like disaster.
No, it began with a C.
Oh,
yeah. It was condolences. Confetti or condolences. Why do I have you guys?
You promised you'd never ask us that.
Huh? Okay. Yeah, Paul.
Why isn't anyone using the MIA pun for Brady? Brady MIA from practice. And just put big MIA.
Oh, bloop.
Yeah, put some aqua underneath it.
Yeah, see.
Well, that's the other most prevalent conspiracy is he's in Peru right now getting the ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Well, it is for lovers. Al in Atlanta, best and worst of the weekend. Al, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Al.
Chance to redeem myself. Best of the weekend, I agree with Seton. Leeds United beating up on big bad Chelsea. Always good to see Chelsea go down, especially when it's to a group of ragtag Americans. Worst of the weekend, umpires strike calling. I understand it's an allure of the game that every umpire has a different strike zone on any given day. But if you're going to do that, you got to call the game the same in the top of the inning as the bottom of the inning. I'm not looking for conformity, just consistency, Dan.
All right. Well, thank you, Al. Wait till you get the automated strike zone. Then you get to yell at a robot or somebody.
What about the human element?
We love the human element until we don't agree with the human element. Go back to Don Denkinger, the human element, where he missed a call at first base.
You don't hear the human element thing in football when it's what's a catch and what isn't. Well, human element. Yeah. They just got that.
Jeff in Detroit. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? One time for chat row, two time from Backroom Bros. I miss you guys, man. Welcome back. Listen, over the weekend, in 1908, Woodward became the first roadway to be paved. We had a dream cruise here, man, the biggest car parade ever. So So hopefully next year, one of these days, we can get you guys down here. Mercedes-Benz has a dealership that sits right out front. You guys come in for one show, and I mean the food, the entertainment, you guys would simply love it. The community comes together, and it is truly, truly a really, really good event. My worst is going to be the Deshaun Watson situation. Somebody needs to be fired in their PR department over there, because there's no way that you put out a statement with Deshaun Watson saying, oh, I'm sorry, this, that, and the other. And then the guy gets there on a press conference, says he stands on his innocence, he didn't do anything wrong, and he didn't disrespect anybody. You ask the owner, he turns around and says, well, he says he's sorry. Really? But my question is this. What do you say to the groups that's working with the NFL, like the domestic violence and the criminal sexual assault, people that are trying to make it better for women and taking the NFL a lot more serious? You can't do that now. It's sad.
And then you had somebody, thank you, Jeff, somebody in Deshaun Watson's camp who said, you know, where was the outrage with Jeffrey Epstein and his assistant? And I went, God, can somebody help somebody here? Jeffrey Epstein went to prison, committed suicide, or maybe he was murdered there. Like, Deshaun Watson didn't go to prison. Self-imposed prison where he didn't play for a year. God, can we stop with these stupid, you know, where's the outrage for Jeffrey Epstein? It's still going on. Outrage. He went to prison. He's dead. Deshaun's got a $230 million contract. Shut up. God. Trying to validate what happened. Morgan in Maryland. Hi, Morgan. Welcome back.
Hey, Dan. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I have best and worst of the weekend. Best of the weekend, definitely Isaiah Likely just throwing down last night at tight end, and I'm happy to know that if hopefully nothing happens to Andrews, but if it does, we have him to look to. Worst of the weekend, this preseason in general, I just can't get excited about it, even though Ravens now are 22-0 in preseason. It doesn't matter because we didn't even make it to the playoffs last year.
All right. Thank you, Morgan. Although I fell in love again with Tyler Huntley. Again, I did. I start going, you know, maybe they don't need Lamar Jackson. And then you go, snap out of it. Stop. I'm talking to myself watching a football game. Like, man, this guy, no, no. I don't know. No. Yeah, Paul.
And that kid, Isaiah Likely, he's another one who's really hot this I think he's Coastal Carolina. I think he played down there. If you saw him on TV a few times last year, he's having a good camp.
Yeah, he caught 8 passes for 100 yards. And the first 100-yard receiving game by a Raven in preseason in the past 8 years. I didn't know they were keeping stats that closely there. Whoa! Here's Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yeah. Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
We have NFL news, Paulie.
I don't know if I could use the word news. There is a trade involving a quarterback. The Raiders and Vikings are involved.
The Raiders and Vikings.
The Raiders are sending quarterback Nick Mullins to the Vikings for a conditional 7th-round pick in 2024. Conditional 7th-round pick. That's a slap in the face to Nick Mullins. He's not bad. He's a pretty decent ball player.
He's all right.
So he will be the new backup.
Well, where's Kellen Mond?
I don't know. And where's our boy Sean Mannion?
Yeah, well, I think, somebody.
I think Jarrett Stidham will be the backup for Derek Carr.
Yes, Todd.
Isn't that interesting? We were just talking earlier about Carr or Cousins, and then the Raiders and Vikings all of a sudden make a deal that has nothing to do with either one of those guys.
That means Kirk Cousins is going to be able to ask Mullins coming in, hey, what makes Derek Carr so good? Yeah, Paul.
Vikings Mullins overing and all, you know, like,
Play with that. Yeah, you whiffed.
I know.
Good idea. I can't even give you a bloop there. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
And there's a fly ball to right. Going back is Anderson. He's at the wall, and it's gone! A home run! A two-run shot here in the second. Gallo with the triple. Bellinger with his 17th home run of the season, and the Dodgers lead 3-0.
That's courtesy of Charlie Steiner and AM 570, LA Sports Dodgers Radio Network. Cody Bellinger had two hits in his last 22 at-bats prior to his home run off the Marlins. That is our Discover play of the day. Our baseball play of the day brought to you by Discover. Redeem your credit card rewards, and you can do it easily with Discover. You can do it in cash, in any amount, anytime. Now that's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. I saw where everybody's getting a documentary on them, like, you know, 4-part, 5-part, 7-part, Jeter, Michael Jordan started this. Then I saw where Carmelo Anthony is going to have a 4-part documentary series. And I thought, okay, I think he's trying to play one more year. Could they do the first 3 episodes on just his 1 year at Syracuse? Because
that's mean. We like Carmelo.
I did. I thought he was a great in-studio guest in New York years ago. And I even told him, you should be out there more and let people see your personality. But what are we looking at? I mean, the Denver deal going to New York, and he didn't get along with Jeremy Lin, reportedly. Didn't like that Jeremy Lin got all the headlines. I guess maybe where he grew up in high school basketball, winning a national championship. Do we need 4 episodes? Yeah, more.
What about his dominance in the Olympics?
No one cares.
What about those 10 games in Houston in 2018 and 19, Dan? Don't sleep on those 10 games. No.
Yeah, more.
He had 38 against Argentina. I don't know if he did, but it sounds about right.
But nobody cares.
38.
Who was it? Was it Mannix talking about somebody's Olympic career?
Ricky Rubio?
No, I forget who it was. And I said, nobody cares about something. Yeah, see.
Syracuse retired his jersey, by the way.
Oh, they did.
Carmelo.
They should.
Yeah, well, 1 year. One year.
6 months. Yeah, Paul.
I think Mannix was referencing LaMarcus Aldridge's Olympic career when he's talking about
No.
I'm being serious.
No, it was somebody else. No. We were talking about somebody's greatness. Durant. No, it was Durant.
Really?
Yes, because I was saying, you know, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. He goes, oh, you got to factor in Kevin Durant in the Olympics. I go, no one cares about Kevin Durant in the Olympics. The fact that we couldn't remember that Mannix brought up Kevin Durant in the Olympics. Oh, you got to factor that in. Give me a break. Oh, so Melo, I guess, has a 4-part series. Yeah, Marv.
But also, they're doing a documentary on the Redeem Team in 2008. So that might overlap Carmelo's Olympic dominance in one of those parts.
By the way, if you get a chance, the Manti Te'o documentary, the 2-part series, wonderful. Did a great job. And you come away with a whole different appreciation for Manti. Because he had to answer some tough questions. And he said at the very end, you know, it's about forgiveness. You know, I want to be inspiring to people. I can't be the person who is going to be bitter and hold a grudge. I can't be. I have to be an inspiration. He comes off really well. And there is certainly a twist in all of this. And that's saying a lot when I say there's a twist in this. There is a twist in this that if you haven't watched the documentary, that you're probably not aware of. Yes, Seton.
You sound surprised to come away from the documentary appreciating Manti Te'o more.
Well, I think if you remember, he was on with Katie Couric. And Katie Couric said, you know, were you involved in this to hide your sexuality? Katie Couric says to him on her daytime show, are you gay? I was shocked that she would say that. Are you gay? No. Are you, Katie? Like, what do you... But he was a villain. They had a list of, you know, villainized people. He surpassed Lance Armstrong at one point because people thought that he had basically been a party to this. There was culpability. And when you're watching this, he was just really, really, really naive. And it shows. But he takes part in this. The person who was the so-called dead girlfriend, that person is prominent being interviewed.
Wow.
It's powerful. It's really, really well done. And, you know, who was the Deadspin?
Tim Burke.
Tim Burke is on there as well. They talk about how they got all this information. I mean, at some point when she dies and then you want to send flowers or, you know, where is she? Like, there's things that you just want to go. Now, his grandmother did die, but his girlfriend didn't because the girlfriend didn't exist. But, man, was this a big deal. And he goes into the national title game against Alabama knowing that this is all he had been catfished. And he said he didn't even know what catfish was until somebody says, you're being catfished. Didn't even know it. But he comes off really well in this. That you have a preconceived idea of what happened. And I remember, you know, we were covering it. I remember Paulie heard from Deadspin. Said, he got the story. It gave us a heads up. And then Paulie's like, you're not going to believe this. And I was like, what? And he told me, I go, wait, what? It's a fake girl. Wait. But he had, he was a Heisman finalist and in part due to this story. Because now this was news. This wasn't sports. This was news. But it's well done. Yeah, Paul.
I went back and was looking up some stories about the documentary, and I stumbled upon Fritzy's mock headlines that day after the Manti Te'o story came out.
Uh-oh. Do you have those?
No, I will not be replaying those.
Oh, we won't be.
I think they're funny in the moment. They live in a space that's there. But they were wild.
I think I remember one of them.
Yep. Yeah.
Am I allowed to say it? It wasn't anything terrible. I think it was like man on manti crime or something like that. Is that the one that Paulie's referring to?
2 hours in the books, one more to go.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.